Alright folks, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into a battle many of us wage daily, procrastination. Ever feel like you're playing a constant game of catch-up? Like that looming deadline is chasing you through the halls of your life? You know that feeling when you start a project with all the enthusiasm in the world, only to find yourself scrolling social media an hour later, wondering where the time went. Well, I'm here to tell you, procrastination doesn't have to be your boss. We're going to unlock the secret weapon against it, emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, emotional intelligence, is that another one of those buzzwords they throw around? Trust me, this isn't about becoming a walking cliche. This is about understanding your emotions, how they influence your actions, and using that knowledge to actually get things done. Think of it like this, emotional intelligence is the GPS for your mind. It helps you navigate the treacherous terrain of your own feelings so you can arrive at your destination, a completed task list, not just another pile of unfinished projects. So, how does this work in practice? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will transform your approach to procrastination. 1. Identify your procrastination triggers. We all have them. Those specific situations are tasks that send us running for the hills. Maybe it's a big presentation, cleaning the house, or even starting a new project because the unknown feels scary. Recognizing these triggers is like putting up roadblocks in your mind before they lead you astray. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies to deal with those feelings head on. 2. Acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. When you feel that urge to procrastinate creeping in, take a moment to actually acknowledge the emotion behind it. Are you feeling overwhelmed, anxious, bored? Once you name the feeling, you can start to unpack it and understand its root cause. This step is crucial because emotions are powerful drivers of our behavior. If you ignore them, they'll just keep pushing you towards procrastination. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Procrastination often comes hand in hand with negative self-talk. I'm not good enough, this is too hard, or I'll never finish it. These thoughts can be incredibly debilitating and make any task seem insurmountable. The key here is to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Often, we're far harsher on ourselves than necessary. 4. Break down large tasks. This one is a lifesaver for anyone who feels overwhelmed. When faced with a big project, it's easy to get paralyzed by its sheer size. But breaking it down into smaller, more manageable chunks makes it feel less daunting and more achievable. Think of it like climbing a mountain. If you focus on reaching the next peak, the summit seems much closer. 5. Reward yourself. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your progress and give yourself some well-deserved rewards along the way. This helps build positive momentum and keeps you motivated to keep going. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was constantly struggling with procrastination. She'd start projects with gusto but always seemed to hit a wall halfway through. She felt overwhelmed and discouraged. But then, she started practicing emotional intelligence. She began paying attention to her feelings when faced with tasks and realized that sometimes, she procrastinated because she was scared of failure. Once she identified this trigger, she started tackling those fears head on. She broke down large projects into smaller steps, celebrated each milestone, and most importantly, acknowledged her emotions without judgment. Guess what? Sarah's procrastination habits drastically improved. She felt more confident, less overwhelmed, and actually started enjoying the process of completing tasks. So there you have it. 5 powerful ways to overcome procrastination using emotional intelligence. Remember, this isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine. It's about understanding yourself better so you can live a more fulfilling and successful life. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest procrastination triggers? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's keep the conversation going and help each other conquer those procrastination monsters. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and family who could also benefit from these insights. See you in the next episode where we'll be diving into even more strategies for achieving your goals and living a more intentional life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.